One, two, three. This is Dr. Alex Avila, and we're back at Love University. I'm an author, psychologist, and speaker. And every week we talk about how to love yourself, others, and a higher nature, how to improve your relationships, your health, self-esteem, finances. And today's topic in our summer session is a very interesting one that I think will be eye-opening to many people who are in relationships and feel stuck. And it is emotional blackmail, how to defuse a relationship time bomb. Think of being in a relationship where you feel trapped, where your loved one uses your weakness or vulnerability to get what they want. They manipulate, demand, and threaten. That is emotional blackmail. It's not like the light pressure that most relationships, there's a give and take. They ask things of you and you ask things of them. You know, do something for me in the household or take me to a certain place. But this is when the other person has a my way or the highway approach where they demand and they don't listen to your feelings about it. They don't want to hear you say no. And it can be very abusive in an emotional sense and manipulative. They may use fear. They say, if you don't buy me this thing I want, you don't love me. If you don't have sex the way I want, I'll find someone else who does. If you don't believe the way I believe, I will leave you. Also, they use other tactics, such as guilt. It was your fault I was late to work. If you didn't cook so unhealthy, I wouldn't be overweight. I'll get sick if you do this. I can't make it without you. And they also try to instill fear. If you leave me, I'm going to turn your world upside down. You will suffer. You will never see the kids again. You will be broke. If you keep doing this, I'm going to hurt you physically. I'm going to give you pain. There are many ways the emotional blackmailer can try to hurt you, whether it's threatening you with physical pain or emotional pain. Now, someone who's under the influence of emotional blackmail, a victim, has a lot of damages, emotional damages, fear, guilt, low self-esteem, depression, aggression, underachievement. They don't achieve what they want in their career and their life goals. They may even have physical pain without any cause behind it. It's psychological, but it becomes physical. They can have problems with sleeping. They can't sleep very well, or they even have substance abuse to cope with the pain, emotional pain of their blackmailing partner. Now, in a normal relationship that's healthy, there's healthy communication. There's a clear request made by a partner, and the other partner has the option of saying yes or no. They don't apologize for the feelings. They can discuss and come to a mutual satisfactory conclusion. In emotional blackmail relationships, one of the partners says, do what I say or you will suffer emotional pain. There's first of all the fear, I will abandon you, or maybe even a physical threat, I'm going to hurt you physically. Or humiliation, exposure. I'm going to tell your children, your parents, or your employer what you're doing. Also, there's a created sense of obligation. You said you would do this. You're not committed to our relationship. And also, a sense of guilt is instilled by the emotional blackmailer. Look at all I do for you. Someone who's an alcoholic, for example, may say, drive me to the bar, or I'm going to take the car and get into a wreck. So they try to force you to do things that are against your values. Now, the victim of emotional manipulation or blackmail oftentimes they're empathetic and compassionate. They want to be kind to their partner. They want to see their position. To preserve the harmony, they may go along with what the emotional blackmailer wants them to do to stop the emotional pain, but then they feel a loss of self-esteem, that they're not doing what they want to do. This becomes a vicious cycle. The more they give in to the emotional blackmailer, to their pressure, the more they suffer, and the more they will be forced to give in more. Now, how do you know if you're with an emotional blackmailer? Maybe you're dating someone. Maybe you're in a relationship. Maybe you're married, living together. First of all, you want to realize that blackmailers use statements that create anger, guilt, or fear. They often blame you for many things that is not even your fault. And many times the blackmailer may even be unconscious to what they're doing. They may have a desperate internal pain. They've suffered themselves from other relationships. Maybe they've been betrayed or childhood abuse. And many times they take that out on you and they don't want to change their behavior. They believe you're the one who's at fault. You're the one who's causing their pain. Also, the blackmailer often makes the demand seem reasonable and that you're the unreasonable one, the crazy one. They might say, you expect me to take you out on a vacation when I'm busy working to support us. So you never go out with the person because they don't want to take you anywhere. And they may even enlist other people against you, maybe even family members, your in-laws, parents, children, friends, coworkers, so that they have a case built against you. Also, the emotional blackmailer is often defensive. They're very touchy. If you say something to them, maybe even try to give them some feedback, they get very angry and defensive and they attack you. Now, there are different kinds of blackmailer types, and some of them are based on personality disorders, which we've talked about before in one of our shows, Are You Dating a Lunatic? And one of them is called the borderline personality. This is a person that goes between love and hate. In the beginning of a relationship, it's all flowers and candy, and they love you, and they take you everywhere you want to go and buy you what you want and spend time with you. But at some point, it becomes hate when you don't do what they want you to do. They want you to text them a lot. In the beginning, it's okay, but then they get angry when you don't text them on time. They say, who are you texting? They become jealous or possessive. Become very angry. Another one is a narcissistic personality type, and people may have certain elements of this. This is someone that has an exaggerated sense of self-worth, and they don't have very good boundaries. They feel that you are part of them and that you only exist to satisfy their needs. So they don't see the difference between you and them. So they can be very egotistical, very selfish. Then we have what's called the histrionic personality. This is a so-called drama king or drama queen, the person that needs a lot of attention. And if you don't give them the attention, they can get very angry and upset. Also, there is the passive-aggressive personality type, someone that uses subtle ways to be hostile. For example, sarcasm. They might say, I'm sorry, I'm such a bad person because I don't go along with what you want me to do. Also, there's a critical person, the person that points out your flaws so that you stay with them. You don't deserve any better is the hidden message when someone's constantly criticizing you about your looks, your mindset, your personality. Now, some of the black matter strategies can be very devious and manipulative. They want to, first of all, punish you emotionally or physically, but they can also punish themselves. They say, I'm going to quit my job because I can't take this anymore. I'm going to stop taking my medication. I'm going to even cut myself or even commit suicide. They may make themselves out to be a sufferer. My bad health is all your fault because you didn't pay attention to what I needed. Oftentimes, blackmailers also put other people down. They can't stand other people's successes, so they're always looking to find fault and criticize other people, whether it's family members or friends. Also, they keep score of all the good things they've done for you, and they bring it back in your face. They say, well, I remember when you were sick. I made you chicken soup for the soul when you were sick. Now you don't want to help me with this. You don't want to give me the money I need. You don't want to support me in this thing I want to do. So they can turn it around on you. And also, they can be very dependent, or they want you to be dependent. They say, you're my life. You are responsible for my happiness. But in reality, no one is responsible for anyone's happiness. We all need to find our own internal love and happiness and then give it to other people and, of course, our loved one. But they make you feel guilty that you're not making them happy. Often, they can also isolate you from family and friends so that you have no one else to turn to for emotional support, and they have you where they want you. Also, many times, this emotional blackmail is a progression. It starts kind of soft with lukewarm pressure, and then it builds up. It escalates. They might say, you don't care about me like you used to, in kind of a soft way. And then eventually they can say, you're selfish. You're a bad person. You're no good. And the other thing they can do is they can throw in some positive reinforcement. They can kind of like go back to honeymoon stage. Oh, honey, I love your lasagna. Or you're so smart in business. But then they go back and they attack you again and they put pressure on you to do what they want you to do. It goes back and forth. So if you caught yourself in this kind of relationship, maybe you are with someone and maybe you're married. Maybe you're living together. You've been together a long time. So you need to learn how to fight back against emotional blackmail. The first thing to recognize is that there is a honeymoon stage where you romanticize many of these things that later become very oppressive and difficult. For example, when you call each other a lot or the person texts you a lot, it can be very romantic and cute. But later on, they get mad when you're at work and you don't respond quickly enough to their texts or phone calls. Also recognize that you deserve a respectful blackmail-free relationship that is not toxic. Realize that it takes two people to create an emotional blackmail relationship, and the victim and also the emotional blackmailer. If you're the victim, you can say to yourself, I'm going to get my power back. I'm not going to yield to this. I'm not going to sacrifice my health, my physical and emotional health, to be in this harmful, destructive relationship. Also learn how to set boundaries. Boundaries are limits for safe and permissible ways for people to behave towards you. For example, don't humiliate me in public. Don't use name-calling, profanity. And also start to set boundaries in small things, learning how to say no to things you don't want. Maybe your partner wants to see this movie and you really hate the movie. Instead of always going along with them and going to the movie, you might say, look, I really don't like that movie, but I want to find something we can both like. Let's compromise on something. Now, in terms of boundaries, there are people that have what are called soft boundaries. They merge easily with the other person. They kind of go along with whatever they want. They lose their own identity, and that's not very healthy. Other people have rigid boundaries. They push other people away. They become very defensive. They may have had abuse as a child, emotional, sexual abuse, maybe betrayal in a relationship, and they don't trust people, and they also push people away. The ideal boundary is someone who's flexible, who is able to know what they want in their relationship and their behaviors and what they don't want, and they can have control over that. One way to set boundaries is to repeat power statements to yourself. When you're not with your partner, you can say to yourself as practice, I'm not doing this. The answer is no, without explaining why or feeling guilty, and letting go of overly pleasing behavior just so the other person's not angry with you. Now, you're not just saying no to be negativistic, but you're saying no to things you don't really want to do, and you're willing to open up a conversation to find a middle ground. But you're not going to be bullied and pressured into doing something that you don't really believe it's you. The other thing that you can do in dealing with emotional blackmail is to communicate with I feel statements. Instead of saying you did this or you are making me do this, you say, I feel stressed and less loving when you try to make me do some things I don't want to do. So the idea is what I'm feeling at the moment. Also do a self-contract. Write down on your tablet, your phone, your computer, piece of paper, certain phrases that you will repeat to yourself. For example, I commit to getting emotional blackmail out of my relationships. I won't let fear or guilt control me anymore. Another good tactic is to create space when the demander is emotionally pressuring you. let's say they want you to go someplace, a social event. You don't want to go to that place. You don't like the people or the situation. And what you do is you take some time off. You go to the gym, maybe shopping, take a walk, and let your mind cool down and look at it in a logical way, realistic way. Do you really want to do this? Or are you trying to succumb to your partner's emotional pressure? And finally, seek professional help. Now, if your partner who's the emotional blackmailer doesn't want to go to therapy, you should go, because it's very important for you to develop your own self-compassion, your self-love. And it's possible that you may need to move away from the relationship, maybe even end it. But the key is to realize that you gotta have to put your inner strength first. Now, many times we talk about Love University, love yourself first so you can love others. This is not in a selfish way, not in an egotistical way, but simply to love yourself means to forgive yourself for possible errors, to be compassionate with yourself, to be patient with yourself. And to realize that once you have this inner love, you can also love others more. It's also helpful if you have a higher spiritual practice, a faith belief, something that can drive you to a higher state of mind where you can also love that higher nature and also love yourself and your partner. So it all becomes one unison. It becomes a beautiful connection. And there's no need for emotional pressure, for manipulation, for blame, for this blackmail we're talking about. It can be really based on love. Now, there are times where you need to be firm with people. You need to say no and set limits and boundaries. And many times it's for their own good as well, because those emotional backbenders often don't have good boundaries. They may have been hurt or abused or not raised in the right way, psychologically or spiritually, so they have this need to control and to pressure. But it really is an internal need to control. So by loving yourself, you can liberate yourself and that partner. And maybe you won't be together in the future physically, but you will have some kind of connection that is more positive than you have now. So Love University students, this week I want you to think about your relationships. Is there this emotional blackmail? Is there pressure? Maybe you're the one that's doing it. You don't even realize it. Or is it your partner, the person you're with, the person you love, that is putting this pressure on you beyond the average? And learn how to love yourself, how to take that break, how to develop a more unison and harmonious relationship. So this is Dr. Alex Avila. Until next time, if you want to write to us, you can reach us at loveuniversitylove@gmail.com. You can call us at 310-226-8090. Visit us at loveuniversity.love. Like us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And we also have a special offer for our Love University listeners. In the next 24 hours, we will send you a free report, how to crazy-proof your love life. And we're going to talk about all these things about toxic relationships, emotional blackmail, how to get that out of your relationship. All we ask of you is that you like our show on Facebook and Instagram, make a comment, and then in a private message, send us your email. And that way we can get this free report to you. It will be very beneficial and helpful for your relationships to have the most satisfying and loving one you can possibly have. So again, this is Dr. Alex Avila with Love University. It's time to put away your notepad, your books, your iPads, your iPhones. And this week, have a healthy and emotionally positive week and relationships. Dr. Alex Avila.